I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you know what else I learned, right?
What?
So, apparently, wifey material is just code for mug. That's what I was...
Who told you that?
TikTok. I learned that on TikTok.
This does not feel like the front of all knowledge page. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by Love Island babe, Welsh Wonder Woman, and all-round honey bun. It's Paige Thorne, everybody! Woo! How are you, Petal? You look unreal.
Oh, thank you so much. So do you look well fresh face?
Do you think? Oh, fuck me, mate. Honestly, I don't know how. I am so tired and knocking on 35. So that's a real compliment. Thanks, babe.
Hey, you're looking fresh. Trust me.
Oh, mate. Honestly, it's so lovely to speak to you. I was... I'm just going to address it straight away. A big fan of yours this summer. I was.
Stop. Thank you. No, stop. This is unreal. I used to watch you on Geordie Show.
I'm fucking 20 years ago or something.
I used to be obsessed back in the day. Like, obsessed.
Oh, man. So, honestly, it's such a lovely compliment. Obviously, I consider myself quite far removed from that Geordie Shore persona now. But then I was on TikTok the other day, and there's a fan account, like Vicky P Quotes, started up. And I got into a wormhole page watching my own shit. And it was just me kicking off all the time, like, calling up. Oh, honestly, it was like, he's not a knight in shining armor, he's a cunt with a quiff. And I was like, what the fuck?
I used to love it when you would sit in that room and just go in on everyone. Like, yes, Vicky, what's next? Give it to
them. Oh, man. Do you know what? I give up with myself. I was obviously quite an angry little youth. I'm much calmer now. Trust me, we're gonna have a lovely time. I will definitely not call you a cunt with a quiff. But I feel like I can relate to you an awful lot, girl. Like, I had my start in reality TV. You have, of course, got your start.
Yeah.
And I know it can be quite a rocky road, mate. How are you doing? Are you okay?
That's a question that doesn't often get asked a lot, is it? Like, are you okay? It really doesn't. I've been through a really tough time since I first came out, and everything was going great. It was going fine. And then obviously I've had all this stuff going on in the press and whatnot. And I have, honestly, it's been a really dark time, but I feel like I've gone through my dark time now. I've pulled myself out of it, surrounded myself by my friends, my family, and focused on myself and really like locked into myself. And I've pulled myself out of it, thank God. So yeah, back on track. But I am okay, thank you.
Good lass. And you know, I literally was just having this conversation earlier with someone else, and heartbreak, you know, loss, whatever, you know, even just a bad day at work, like whatever it is, even though in the moment it feels like you are never going to smile again. It feels like, oh my God, I'm going to be miserable and hurt for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Actually, like bad times, they never last, you know, they're fleeting. And I've said this to you over Instagram, mate, like, you're such a gorgeous, lovely person. Like, there's just no doubt in my mind that your life's going to be filled with lovely things and lovely people. So I know it probably doesn't bring you much comfort right now, but this little state you're in now, it's only going to last for a little bit, I promise.
I hope so, because I don't like it. I don't like it.
This is fucking shit.
I want to go home.
Oh, babe, honestly, I mean, when I said you were coming on the pod, me in like on my Instagram in the little question box, it just went off. Everybody, you should know this because I don't think enough people thought you should know. Everyone loves you. Everyone thinks you're like cute as a bunny in a bow tie. Like you're just sunlight personified, and I think you need to know that because God, mate, I remember. I don't know if you remember this. I'm putting Gannon back about 5 years now, but I was engaged to be married to a man who I thought was like the man of my dreams and everything. And he went on holiday with the lads to Dubai and basically cheated on me. And the son got a hold of all of the pictures because the girl sold them before he'd even woke up. And I got told off the son.
And trash.
Isn't it trash? It's just awful, awful, it's girl. Awful.
I don't think they realise, like, we have actual feelings involved. Like, we are genuine human. I'm not a robot. I'm not fake. Like, there are feelings here.
It's my life, you know? And it's awful. Like, I remember having to try and, because I literally had to go on this morning and the next day and talk about the, I was talking about the new series of The Jungle. I remember sitting there with like Holly and Phil and Toff, and everyone was like, are you okay? Well, of course you're not okay. And I was like, no, I'm not fucking okay. But I had to act like I was because everybody was watching. And, you know, in retrospect, mate, at the time I thought I'm never going to get over this, exactly like what I was saying to you, but I'm so fucking pleased I walked away from that man, right? Because, you know, not only did I meet Erkan, who's like 10 times better, like so nice, so kind, suits me more, like I'm not being disparaging about the ex-bloke, like I'm sure he realizes we weren't right for each other either, but you know it. And as well, I kind of realized I got all these amazing messages off Lass as being like, you've made me realize, like, I don't have to stand for less. Like, if you can walk away, I'm going to walk away. And it kind of bolstered this page. You know, I felt like, fuck, I'm not making this decision just for me anymore. Like, I'm making it for every bird watching as well. So I fucking forged forward, even when I felt weak. And I don't know, like, are you feeling a bit like that?
Oh, honestly, right. So I can detach very easily. Like once I hit my point where you've done me over and I'm hurt, I can detach so easily.
I know what you want him to say. You want him to say like, I'm fucking sorry. Like I shouldn't have done it. I'm being childish. Like that's what we want to hear. We want to hear some like something reasonable. Mate, do you know how many chances I gave my ex to say the right thing? And every time it was all wrong. In the end, like I think I blocked him. I blocked him, deleted all the pictures. Like, I never once got a sorry. Never once, mate.
Did you?
Never once. Nah. And, you know, initially, so frustrating. So when I was where you are now, I was like, fucking fuming, mate. But, like, the longer it went on, I thought, I appreciate you for acting like this. Because now you have shown me I am making the right decision by moving on. And that's what you've got to see this as, girl. You've got to see all these... All this behavior is just confirmation that you are doing the right thing. And I think you're proud and I think you have self-respect. And I think all these things are super important to be showing the young girls who are following you.
Oh, I hope so. Because at the end of the day, do you know what all that matters, right? Is as long as you are surrounded by people that genuinely love and care for you, boyfriends can come and go as they please. Because as long as you've got a good support system, baby, do your worst.
Honestly, you need like your lovely family, your gorgeous friends, just like this super, exactly like you say, like a support system around you. I bet your group chat is going off, is it?
Oh, it did. It did at the beginning. And do you know what? The little silly person I am, I was trying to fend it and be like, no, it's fine.
It's not that bad. Bet your mates are like, fucking dickhead, I'm gonna burn them.
they were all so much more angry than me, and I was just trying to be like, no guys, come on now, we can't believe everything we see in the papers.
So important for you just to be surrounded by people who loved you before, you know. And I feel like you've got a good head on your shoulders, mate, so you know that.
Yeah, absolutely. No time for any fake business or any like friends that have not been in touch for 5 years, like me.
Oh God, yeah, fuck. Yeah, you don't need that, girl. And I think like from what I've obviously, it must be mad, Paige. Like I was just about to start talking about you, like you were my best pal. But I think that's
go for it. That's how I feel.
Yeah, but But do you feel like people are like talking to you in the street, like they know everything about you, they're your best mate, like they've known you for years? Because that must be weird.
That is really weird. And do you know what? I will chat to anyone, right? It's part of my job as a paramedic anyway. I will talk the back legs off a donkey. And I have to remember that these people I don't actually know these people. I don't actually have to tell them the ins and outs of my life. I was stood there the other day telling some random, like, you know, all about these texts that I was having off, you know who. And I was like, stop, I've overshared again. Why am I doing that?
But then I'm the same. Like, obviously I've spent all of my adult life, like since I was 22, in the public eye. So, and especially in reality TV, which I think is the difference. Had I always been a TV presenter, I think, you know, people would have only known like what outfit I had on, for example, or what I chose to tell them. But with reality TV, they've seen absolutely everything. So now I don't know what's appropriate to share and what's not appropriate. And I just fucking tell everybody everything, Paige.
Oh, I'm the exact same. I am the exact same. Oh, it's bad. I'm going to actually, like, from now on, before I'm going to tell anyone anything, I'm just going to voice note it to the girls real quick and be like, is this appropriate to share? And then they'll probably be like, no, Paige, stop.
Your conversations are going to take a very long time.
Oh, so long. They take long anyway, because like I said, I just chat absolute rubbish all the time. So you'll probably do my favour.
So I honestly, I'm so fascinated by you, Paige, and I feel like that sounds like a bit weird, but the reason being, normally when people go into Love Island, they can't wait to come out and get their like clothing brand deal. And like, you know, I'm not digging anyone out. Jesus Christ, I'd absolutely be the same. But you, on the other hand, rush back to the majority of your life that you had beforehand, which makes you, in my opinion, like very rare and very special.
thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, how is it going back to being a paramedic?
So I've gone back to paramedic on a bank basis, which basically means I can work shifts around my schedule now that I'm, you know, doing other bits as well. So I kind of get the best of both worlds. I can live my old normal life and still have clothing edits as well. Like, so one of my clothing edits is literally dropping next week.
I've been checking Forever Unique all the time for the edit going, because I'm like, I keep seeing these other people's going, I'm like, when's Paige's coming out? Like, I've been so excited. I'm sure it's going to be gorgeous. Can you tell anything about it?
So we're thinking very Christmas, very glam, sparkle, all the party dresses, all the party outfits we're going to need for this season. Like, it's a lot. It's extra. But what can I say?
No, you know, I love that though. And like, Christmas is the perfect time to just, can we have some feathers in it, mate? Because I fucking love feathers at the minute.
Do you? Yeah. Do you know what? I hate feathers.
Oh, so fuck now, but no feathers in it. All right, okay, I'll get me feathers fixed somewhere
else. Sorry. Next time I'll put in a request. I'll be like, Seema, can we please have some feathers for Vicky?
I can live without feathers. I'll still support.
Okay, thank you. There's lots of sequins though. There's sequins and cutesy stuff. It's nice.
Amazing. So yeah, so you're fitting your old passion around like the new exciting things that are coming. And how are you finding that balance?
Do you know what? So far, it's been really easy. West is the Welsh Ambulance Service that I work for the NHS. They've been so supportive. They're literally like, right, when do you want to do a shift? What times are best for you? They literally have been amazing with me. But do you know what's nice is when I go and do my paramedic stuff, it's literally like nothing has changed. I've not been on TV. I'm still the same old paramedic I always have been. And I just love that because it's like me time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I totally get it. Do you know what, right? Not that I think you'd ever be the type of person, Paige, who let all of this sort of like quite exciting, you know, and very daunting at times, newfound fame go to their head. You strike me as someone who's very normal, nice and grounded. But it's so lovely that you have got something like so huge from your life before that brings you a bit of normality, you know, because it does. It keeps you grounded.
Literally keeps me grounded. Like you walk in, you've got all the old crack with all the colleagues. You've got all the banter that I've missed. And it's like I never ever left, and nobody treats you any differently either, so I love that. And then I can just jet off the next day and just go and do a quick little shoot in like Milan for my COVID and just do it all.
Oh stop, you are living the life. I am loving this for you. See babe, you've got no time to be heartbroken. You're too busy saving lives and jet setting.
Yeah, literally. I'm just gonna focus on me, okay? I have vowed now that I'm going to be single for a very, very long time, Vicky. Very. I can't do it anymore. It's not for me. I tried. You know, this year I basically had. That's not funny. It's not funny. It's tragic.
Oh, I can't stop laughing at you, babe. In fairness, mate, you've fucking had a couple of absolute stinkers, haven't you?
Honestly.
Right punch in the dick there, lass. Go on, tell us what's happened.
I've had bad. In 1 year, I've had 3 failed relationships. We're only in October, Vicky.
Oh, yeah. I think you've got space for another one this year if you're lucky.
I'm taking applications now, Pat boys. I'm taking applications. You only got to ask about 2 months anyway.
Don't worry, you won't have to buy us a Christmas present. We'll have fucked it up by then. Kid, honestly, I can't tell you. How old are you? I'm so sorry. This is, you should know this.
No, I just turned 25.
Mate, like I can't tell you how many fellas I used to go through in a year when I was your age. I used to make such a show of myself, like your 20s. And I hate to sound like Grandma Vicky, but I'm doing it more and more frequently as I get older. Like your 20s are absolutely for like having fun and making some mistakes, and unfortunately what comes with that is absolutely getting your heart broken sometimes, and you know, even on the other side of that, like breaking some hearts. So I'm so sorry, girl, but like eventually it all just leads to you really knowing who you are, really knowing what you want from a fella, and like being in a really great relationship. So it's kind of part of the process.
I don't think it's a process I want to partake in. I will opt out now because I'm not doing this again. I'm not.
Give Paige a cut now. She's ready.
The thing is, right, I'm 25. I've got life experience, Vicky. I know what I want in a guy. I know what I bring to the table.
No.
They just don't bring it back. Do you know what else I learned, right?
Go on.
So, apparently, wifey material is just code for mug. That's what I was...
Who told you that?
TikTok. I learned that on TikTok.
This does not feel like the fundamental knowledge page. I can't have a generation of kids telling me TikTok told them. No, I refuse to accept that. Right, so where I... Obviously, I mean, I hope my voice is not triggering for you after everything you've gone through recently. But, yeah, where I'm from, if someone goes, oh, she's wifey material here, it means like she's absolutely take up home to your family, you know? And I think you are. Actually, I think all women are wifey material. It just depends what you're looking for, you know? We're all great and we're all in different ways.
Absolutely. But apparently my wifey material in this day and age just means we're just going to do her over anyway.
You know, honestly, they're lost, girl, because like from where I'm standing, fucking absolutely gorgeous, like career focused, but also like super humble, like really sweet, really funny, really kind, like world at your feet, mate. So as far as I'm concerned, anyone who's treated you in a way that you don't deserve is really, it's their loss. It's absolutely their loss.
Thanks, though. They're not getting a Christmas card this year anyway.
No, and if you ever want to, like, I don't know, just get together and get drunk and slag them off, I can absolutely do that with you.
Cheers to that one,
man. Hey, I promise I'll bring Geordie Shaw Vicky back for that.
Yes, can we? That would be iconic. Where did you go? Tiger, was it? Or what was it?
Oh, fuck. There was no way we didn't go, quite frankly. Oh, Paige, I'm dying to have you back in part two. We'll chat all things Love Island, and I'll get to know you a little bit better.
I love it. I can't wait.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.